Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad. If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens who are fighting alone.
You guys, we did it. We fooled them again. Regular guys, regular girls, regular people. You hear Ava Max?
Yeah.
And you know what?
It's been a minute.
You know you're a what, Kelsey?
Bad B.
You're a bad B.
Hey, queens.
That's right. And you know, it's funny. Poor Kelsey. It's just the more she grows and gets, you know, in every way in her life and heals and ascends, all these different things. When the song plays, and I don't know if you notice this, Pooch, DJ Poochie Pooch in the booth.
What's up, Poochie?
We fooled him again. Did I say that? I said that already. Today is your day, people. It's your day. It's not the boss's
Wait,
day
what were you
or
say?
The partner's day. Oh, I'm going to get there. Don't
okay.
you worry.
Yeah.
It's not. I got to remind people, especially Heel Squad, is led to believe 6 days of the week is everyone else's day, which I guess it has to be, but
it doesn't have to be.
But listen, I can only do so much. All I get
Good
is a Friday.
Good point.
I barely get an Ask the Manager Monday, okay? All I get is a Friday. So on that Friday, it's whose day, Poochie Pooch?
It's the people's day.
It's the people's day. It's your day.
Your day.
Now, Kelsey, I think it's when you actually truly ascend, you start to lose your queen, spelled with a K,
queen.
Powers.
It's
because
hard.
The show started, the music comes in, and there's Kelsey just like, she's texting and she's doing like multitasking. And then she caught me out of the corner of her eye looking
so I had to
at
start
her.
Dancing.
So she fist pumped. But you could
I'm like
see,
finishing an email.
Listen,
I'm like,
it is, guys.
I know.
Heavy. Is the head of the queen who wears the crown spelled with a K. It's hard to not care, to live in a fantasy world.
It is.
To be completely detached.
As nice as it sounds, my God.
Oh, it sounds amazing.
It sounds
like heaven.
Listen, but we're going to get there one day. And like I think one of the things about being a queen is you can call yourself a queen as long as you don't call out someone else for not being a queen.
Right, right.
Right?
We had to teach Maria that.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah,
no, yeah, no. I just tell Maria, like, that is not part of the, like, the
that's not queen life.
Queen credo.
No.
Spell with a K. No, no.
Oh, man. But yeah, queen life's hard.
You guys, today, listen, we're going to talk. I went a little deeper on ascension symptoms.
God, I can't wait to hear.
Might have had a mini exorcism. I really want to go deep on the illogical and crippling aspects of shame and how shame controls us. And as hard as it's going to be to admit, I'll go over some of the breakthroughs that were revealed to me, which
yes.
just made me love myself all that more.
Hey, it's okay.
Okay.
The entire chat show this morning was a therapy session for me. So
really,
when
is this going to air so we can tease the clown?
Tease the clown Monday and let me get this right. I believe it's the 7th. Maria's traveling a little bit, so we're doing a little bit of Banky the Clown. Because shout out, right. She's on Kelly and Ryan next week.
Yeah, she is.
On Thursday and Friday. But yeah, so get ready for that one. So I feel you, Kev.
Interesting.
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's a good one. So now I can't wait for
yours. Yeah, because Queenie has good... we are definitely the mom and dad. Like, Queenie's got...
You are. One, she, like, she immediately, both of you can, but, like, she'll walk in and be like, what's wrong?
Yeah, but.
And I'm like, God.
Right. And remember, Queenie doesn't have the need to be popular.
No.
Queenie just wants you to be better.
Yeah.
I want to be popular.
Right.
It's different. That's why I'm telling you, I am in such queen alignment because I'm all about the like, I'm all about being popular.
Yes.
And I'm all about being the cool boss with a K.
Yes.
So that's where it's a little different.
Right.
That's where we're a little different. I can't tell you how many times Maria, though, she's so amazing when she just cuts right to it.
Oh, she gets right in there.
And you get that knee to the groin.
Yeah.
But I tell you, I love it. And I just crack up when she does it because we've been together so long.
Yeah.
But I'll be like, well, no, Maria, that one, you know, this one seems very nice. And she's like, No, that one's all about the like. That one will just sell you out in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
If it means another like on Twitter or another like on Instagram.
Yeah.
If being with you gets them a like, they're in.
Yeah, she
if
gets
being
right
against
in there.
You, you're out.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, if being in alignment with you, even God forbid, bores, they're like, you know, however many followers they have. Yeah, no, you're out
yeah,
too.
Yeah, forget it. Yeah.
Oof.
I know.
And that's what I'm aspiring to be? That's mental.
Sorry, something wrong with me. No.
Anyway, but yeah, so okay. Sorry, I'm excited for this.
Yeah.
So this means there will not be an Ask the Manager Monday on that day.
No, but you know what? You guys get an Ask the Manager Monday this Monday the following one, actually.
No, really?
I just read the schedule. Yeah.
Oh, geez. All right. Have the hate mail pour in because you know I love it.
I'm just waiting. Like, you guys, we've only got a couple of requests for transcripts. Like,
yeah, but we have tons for the 8x10s.
That's huge.
Which
yeah.
I have to get us down to Sears.
Yes, to get our photos.
And get we have to get in our suit jackets and ties.
Right.
Our blazers and ties, excuse me.
Well, the queens can play next week when other queens on the plane.
You're right.
For my birthday week.
Wait a second. So Queenie's gone during Kelsey's birthday week?
Yeah. I know. I've already done.
Oh, no.
I know.
Uh-oh. Wait a second. Now, see, this is the caffeine talking.
This changes everything.
I mean, if I can keep this energy.
Yes.
By the way, if you hear me come out of the gate, guys, strong, it's not because I'm healed. it's because I feel bad. I don't want to deliver under, you know, deliver, and I don't want to, like, you've had enough in your weeks. You don't need me to be a bummer every week. So when I drink my caffeine, my coffee especially, and by the way, I'd never drank coffee my whole life until the last couple of years.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
No, I held it off. And man, there's a reason why they call it cocaine for the brain.
Oh,
not
God.
That I've ever done cocaine, but I'm saying, like, it just gives me the energy and
yeah, it's amazing.
It gives me the positivity. So anyway, now that I'm on the caffeine,
mm-hmm.
I'm on the coffee. Yeah, if Queenie's not here.
I know. I know.
Pooch, are we talking Cheetah Party 2?
I mean, I'm still upset that we weren't invited to the first Cheetah Party.
And you didn't get a better
and
video.
That we didn't get any video so that she could show us how amazing it was.
Kelsey's Cheetah Party was yeah. that she got invited to. We only got a second and a half of video just to torture and tease Pooji and I because we just wanted to so badly go. And I wanted to wear my cheetah pants so bad.
I know. I had my outfit from Halloween because I was
all
a cheetah,
set.
Oh.
And it was all set. And guess what? I couldn't wear
you
it.
You didn't get the invite.
Because I didn't get
so
the invite.
Maybe
so
maybe Kelsey birthday cheetah party 2.
I'm
yeah,
in.
What themes? You know what? Enchanted Under the Sea? What do you think?
Enchanted Under the Sea.
Yeah, what do you
that
think?
That just came out
that
so fast.
That might be a nice theme.
I like that.
Right?
You want to know why I like that?
Why?
Just because bringing it back to the Pisces life, we're all about our water here. Like over here in Pisces world. So Enchanted Under the Sea makes sense. Yeah, I like that.
I think that I think you're onto something.
Really?
I like that. Enchanted Under the Sea.
I've also never heard Enchanted Under the Sea.
I've
heard Under the Sea. But
no, the Enchanted
Under the Sea.
Whole different set of scams.
Whole different scam.
Next level.
Are there going to be mermen?
What about males and mermaids?
Males and mermaids?
Yeah.
You mean mermen and mermaids?
Yeah, no. I'm thinking
just
males and mermaids.
Males.
Kelsey and all her friends dress as mermaids, and I'll bring, because, you know, who's more popular than a bunch of middle-aged white guys right now? head of the party. I'll bring all the males.
Okay.
And you bring all the mermaids. And I think what's better. Now, listen, here's the good thing about these males. Uh-huh. They'll write the check.
Oh, I'm
which
in.
Which is good.
That cool. is good.
No promises after how they behave after that. But, okay, we're spitballing. We've got Enchanted Under the Sea.
Males and mermaids.
Males and mermaids. We've okay. got Cheetah Party 2.
Right.
Wow, am I already out?
I think those are all great options.
Yeah, those are a lot of options.
Yeah, those are really good ones. Last year, Kevin and I went to Mystic for my birthday.
Oh, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had Kelsey all last year, and I was legal guardian mm-hmm. / babysitter. Mm-hmm. And so every weekend we had to come up with different activities. Yeah. And we went to Mystic Seaport.
Yep.
And we learned a lot.
We did.
What's Mystic Seaport?
It's in Connecticut.
Small little town.
Mystic, Connecticut is a very romantic town made famous from a movie, Mystic Pizza. Mm. And there's a pizza place there that exists to this day and has all the... It's a Julia Roberts' first film. And they also have a seaport museum from all the sea adventures from the 1600s, 1700s mm-hmm. on. And we got to see, remember all the masts uh-huh, we saw uh-huh. and all the history we
And
learned?
We went on a boat that was like hundreds of years old.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And then fun fact, Maria, that's where she filmed the Lifetime movie.
That's right. And then we went returned to the scene of the crime.
Right.
Wow.
And then we also had Night of a Thousand Queens. We had a lot of events.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of new friends.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Hmm. We're going to have to do, God, if Queenie's not here.
I know. We got to get you both tickets. I'm going to the JoJo, not the JoJo. Her name is JoJo, the singer. Her concert on Thursday. My friend bought me a ticket.
First name drop of Friday.
I know.
Here we go.
My friend bought me a ticket.
You know, I've known her since she was 13.
Oh, I love her. I'm really excited, actually.
Her mom, Diane, when she was breaking in the scene, she was like, oh, I'm momager to JoJo. I said, well, I'm momager to Maria.
Instant connection.
We have a lot in common.
Do you want to come?
And I, no, but I ended up, no, honey, of course, no, there's other ways I can support your birthday. I'd rather just write a check or something if it's going
to
come down to that. But
I
no, she is a mega, mega talent.
I'm really excited.
And a genius of a kid. And the mom was just, it was new and she was scared. And I go, listen, you just have to be able to say no. You have to protect her first and then you have to protect yourself.
Yeah.
So I was giving her, and I'm really happy with her career because she was exploding too fast. Mm. And, you know, I'm very big on, unless you have, like with Miley had parents who are in the business.
Right.
It's still hard when you're getting all that dopamine to a little brain, because a brain, there's debates on this, but a brain, they say, isn't fully formed until 23 to 25. Mm-hmm. So even little Pooji's brain is
still
developing. It's not still developing. So now imagine you're hitting all that dopamine.
Yeah.
Oof. Of cheering of fans and this and that, like while a brain's developing. So it's almost like fetal alcohol syndrome, like a child right. being born, you know, like already addicted to something, you know, so an unhealthy substance. So I get really scared when I see it. And the only times the better chances of it working out is when usually the parent it's a showbiz family, but even then, it's really freaking hard.
Yeah.
And thank goodness our business is more set up now. Do we know how to handle it better? But it's still hard. And I remember being like, God, I want to, like, there were like 30, 40-year-old guys trying to date her when she was like 13,
she was young,
14.
Yeah.
Crazy. And anyway, it ended up, I like how her career went because she didn't explode.
No.
And what happened was her true talent for writing and composing all came out, and now it's a beautiful story where she's a Grammy winner, and she's a amazing, not only an amazing performer, but I'm sure she has much more appreciation,
yes,
and humility for the performance end, but then she's got the business end down too. So I mean, listen, yeah. I'm not sure her life's not perfect either, but I like the way it's gone.
Yeah,
well, and for I feel her, like, and I, you know, and yeah, universe was with her.
So. Yeah, I feel like she has very nostalgic fans now too. Like all of us who are going, it's like we grew up with her, and she's my age. Like a little older, but right. So we're all like, oh my God, what a throwback. Like we're so excited and we appreciate like her as
so
an
what
artist.
Night is this?
Thursday night.
Oh, I love birthday week. It's so good that Queenie's gone.
I know.
This is where you need Cool Boss.
Cool boss.
Yeah, you don't need real boss. You need cool boss for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's on.
And then I have my solo getaway. So we'll keep you guys posted on that.
Oh, that's Saturday and Sunday?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'm getting my head appointment, checking out my stomach, and then staying by myself.
I'm not hearing much of a birthday weekend. well, for you, I am. That's which is good. I want that for you.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it'll be interesting. I've never craved that in my life, and I'm like, want it really badly. Because
we might be able to do something Wednesday night.
Hell yeah.
Tuesday, we're going to a comedy show.
Oh, that's right. Kev, you should come with us.
Who's going? You should come.
So far, me and Pooji.
Oh, who are you going to see?
We just talked about it yesterday. At Mama's Shelter, this cute little bar in Hollywood, they do free...
No. No, but I want you guys to go and have fun. No. Listen, if you're in the... getting back to Ascension symptoms. Mm. Like right now, I just gotta...
You can't. I
gotta protect the energy right now.
But Wednesday, on the actual day of birth, we can do something
fun. I'll have you with me, and then I think Ashley's in town.
Oh, really?
So I gotta have my heavies.
Love that.
Who protect my energy.
Yes, we will.
Ash is good at that. You're good at that.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But anywho.
We will keep everyone posted.
Yes. Ascension Syndrome. I can't wait to learn more.
You know, it's funny. I was just talking to Violetta, our house mom. And I said, Violetta, I want you to, I don't know why I did this, but I just want. And, you know, Violetta speaks English, but Spanish is her first language. So sometimes I know when I speak fast, things get lost. But she speaks very good English. I don't want anyone to think anything different. But I wrote on our chalkboard, Ascension Symptoms. I said, Violetta, I just feel like you need to look into this. Mm. We start talking. She said, Kevin, I haven't been able to get out of bed. And even my kid's like, what's the matter? And she's like, I just feel tired. My bones feel achy. I have headaches. And as I'm doing this dive on Ascension Symptoms. So we talked about it last week. And again, this is regular guy speak. Okay, please go look it up where professionals can explain this to you, but I'll try my best. It's the universe is going through the world's going through a giant change right now, and it's not just physical, but it is physical, but it's also, you know, it's multidimensional. It's fourth dimensional, spiritual. And we're feeling it, which is why everyone's going just crazy. Everyone in their own way is going crazy. Mm-hmm. And again, the higher vibrating people are unfortunately taking themselves out or really suffering internally, and the lower vibrating people are going and hurting other people. But if you're feeling, as I've been, just exhausted and just my stomach and just so many things, and I was like, okay, well, I've worked the last 2 years, 7 days a week, all through the pandemic. I had to keep my business going. I renovated all these houses. I kept Costa and Lita alive as long as I could. Costa's still here. But then even giving Lita safe passage, keeping Maria safe, keeping you, mm-hmm. Kelsey, in a good place. I mean, you know. I'm not a martyr. It's just that was my job. I did my job. But I just was like, well, I'm just burnt out and tired and I need a break. But, you know, I went to the doctor, checked my blood. I did urine, I did stool, I did all that stuff. And, you know, everything is pretty solid. I am going to go to a gastro person because I do want to get more Western data. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to go over to some Eastern people. And see, but what I feel like in working with Dr. Berman is that a lot of my stuff is tied to ascension symptoms and emotional stuff within me that I hope are relatable to all of you. But I was talking to Violetta about it, and we're very similar. Just a couple of good old shame-based Catholics. You know, it's funny, when I talk to Violetta, and I hope other moms and women out there can empathize with her, and I'm sure you will. You know, her story, she doesn't own the positive truth. And you've heard me say this on the show many times, where there's a positive truth in our lives. And then there's a negative truth, but the negative truth is usually like it's a non-truth, meaning it's not necessarily a lie, but we don't know it to be true. But there are things that we positively know are true. And so here's Violetta, a single mom, raised four outstanding young people, like incredibly sensitive and kind and giving, but then also well-educated, professional, hardworking. And I don't know how she did it. And she's like, she doesn't know how she did it either. But then, and they had no money, but man, they would go on field trips together and they just always found a way to make it work, to go and see the sites. And she kept them accountable. She was strict with them. And owns a really nice piece of property now, like that's worth seven figures from where she is. And we've been spending the last 6 months upgrading it, and it's almost done. So I'm excited about that. But she doesn't own any of that. Mm. When I talk to her, it's, you know, my oldest, Kevin, I put a lot on her. I had her babysit the younger ones, and I feel so guilty about that. And, you know, and that's just not stuff she should be carrying. She should be carrying that, like, I did it. I came here against all odds. I didn't speak the language. I probably had an abusive partner who was not present, and at best and at worst was, like I said, abusive. And I went and I did it. I raised four kids, and now I'm here, and I've got the next part of my life that I can live, and it can be amazing. But, you know, unfortunately, she'll tend to cling to the shame and the guilt and the, like a lot of us do.
Yeah.
And one of the things I think, and again, I'll get Dr. Laura Berman on a regular Guy Friday or even a weekly show to really go deeper with this. And even she's learning. She's like, Kevin, I'm gathering data about ascension symptoms.
Well, shout out. We have a heal event with her next week. Maybe we can talk
there
a
we go.
About
if
it.
You're a Patreon subscriber, we've got a heal event. Yeah, this is why those events are so
$10 and up
guys.
Tiers.
I mean, this is like for $10 a month. I get access to these people. I'm blessed to get access to them because of Maria, to be straight with all of you.
Yeah.
And because of my gifts and superpowers that I can give back in return. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they need help in their businesses as well, a lot of the healers. But I wouldn't have that proximity with El Maria. But I was saying to Violetta, she's ascending, and part of the ascension is letting go of that old self and that old story of I wasn't enough as a mom. But it's almost like, you know, we always say the person on the bar stool has one goal in mind with the advice they give you, and that's to keep you on the bar stool. It's almost like the devil or the darkness in you is trying to keep you on the bar stool. Is trying to keep you in that state of like, no, you're no good. You're not enough.
Mm.
And no, you just stick with me and we'll be safe. Like, look at, we made it this far. We're lucky we made it this far. We're lucky we all the bad things you did and we still ended up okay. But it's from being side by side with me. And this is, you know, but your body is going, F you. No. No, I want to be better, and better is letting go of that. We'll take a break, and like I'll go into more specifics about this when we get back right after this. Happy Friday, people.
Woo!
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Back, everybody, talking ascension symptoms. You know, as I was doing the research too, there was one young girl who came on, and I want to connect with her more. Don't know her name right now, so I don't want to misrepresent her. And she like has 5 subscribers on her channel. Side note. Yeah, I said something a few weeks ago about people who don't have followers and they tweet out to nobody. And I was kind of harsh on them. And I want to amend that, because the people that I'm going at is the people who put out the toxic stuff.
Yes.
Or it's narcissism or self-importance, and no one's listening. You know what I mean? It's that, it's those people. But what I've also been taught is that whether you write a poem and no one reads it, or you put out a meaningful tweet and you don't think anyone likes or sees it, it doesn't matter. It's gone out to the universe and it still means something. And that's like some of the healers. April Rucker, who I did some work with a couple of weeks ago, she was saying that to me. She doesn't matter. Just write. You know, as I have a friend who is a brilliant writer, but is completely unrecognized and undiscovered. And she said, just tell him to keep writing because it is getting out there. And he's like, yeah, I needed to hear that. That's kind of how I feel. I'm like, doesn't matter. No one's reading you. It doesn't matter. Just keep doing it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I want to just say that on the side. So this person has 5 subscribers. Now she has 6 with me. and I'll get in touch with her and we'll see what we can do to bump that up. But she was saying she was having the heavy chest, the headaches, the nausea, vomiting, stomach issues. She was talking about vomiting and even having excessive bowel movements, not to be gross, but she was saying, like, you're expulsing, because I'm doing that, guys. Mm. Like, there's times when I'm just, like, you know, you've seen me, Kelsey. Like, mm-hmm. Sometimes it's after energy work.
Yeah.
But sometimes just conversations, I'm like, Maria, I got to go to the bathroom. I got to get to the, and I vomit. Mm-hmm. But it's our bodies expulsing it, according to her. And I believe that. And I want to say, before I get into my session with Dr. Berman, I also want to have a note about drugs, because you've probably heard me on this show poo-poo on different illnesses, different medications used to treat various mental deficiencies or illnesses. And, you know, in my case right now, the reason I didn't want to get on anything is because, listen, I think I need a clear head right now to figure out what's going on with me, to really interpret why I'm in this situation. And I feel like if I medicate, then that will block those realizations. Mm-hmm. That it'll like haze me.
Mm-hmm. Fuzzy. And,
right. Yeah. Now, conversely, I want to say, though, that there's also a belief, and I agree with this, that pain interferes with healing. So physical pain, like a lot of times if you're just people who like just want to tough it out, and let's say they get some kind of painkiller, they've broken their ankle or they had an operation or whatever the case is, they're in so much pain and they want to resist any kind of pain medication. But the thing is, sometimes that pain keeps you awake, keeps your body tense. You can't heal and be your best that way. So sometimes you need to get rid of the pain so you can heal. Mm. So there's a fine line there with what you're going through. And I bring this up because it was a couple of nights ago, everything was going fine. Then all of a sudden my chest got very heavy. And for me, I've been feeling it in my chest and in my stomach. But see, now it's like hard just even thinking about it. But again, this is probably because it's truth. And that's the other thing too. A lot of yawning is truth, you know. Yeah. And I'm at the point where I'm struggling to get air to yawn. And it's a real struggle. And then I'll get it and be like, oh, I'll feel good. But then like a few seconds later, I want to yawn again. And it was late and Maria said, you know, Kevin, I have an anti-anxiety pill. You know, I forget what it was in my drawer that she doesn't use. And I said, you know what? Yeah, let me do it. And I did it. And then I was able to breathe and I fell asleep.
And you felt better after the one?
Mm-hmm. Because it was something for me, like I think for me, something yeah. will work for me more local. Mm. So when it's an extreme situation, that I can use something
yeah.
to get me through. But I think something for me every day, not right now.
Right.
And so I talked to Dr. Laura and she's intuitive as well. She said, no, I think you're right. She's like, no, I think for you, I want you to.
Well, you can't even, you're like, I'm the same as you, Kev. You can't even do like a CBD or anything.
Mm-mm.
Like it affects, and I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Any little thing, oh,
yeah,
whammy. So I would agree
Pooj,
with that
you said
too.
That too, even about the THC and the CBD, how it just, you just get really foggy.
Yeah, and I just get like super sleepy, super foggy, like the next day. I'm just like out of it.
For me, you know, for other people, your body chemistries are different. And if I take pain medicine, any kind of opioid that makes other people like fall asleep, I get wide awake.
Me too.
Because my adrenaline is so crazy. I don't freak out, but I get like a ton of energy and I'm ready to go. What do you want me to do? And you get angry. Yes. Uh-huh. Well, that comes with it. You get angry. You get paranoid. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's a lot. Anyway, moving on to the...
Can I ask you one question about that?
Of course.
You know, I think that it's cool, though, that you're aware of that, you know, for yourself. And I think with someone listening who's like, oh, how did you get there to even realize that you're so sensitive to this or sensitive to that or better off taking one pill? For, like, how do you instruct them?
Guys, listen, I'm 71 and a half.
Oh, my God.
So I've been here for a minute. But I will say, if you're in this like state that I'm describing, right now, gathering data. So Floyd Mayweather as a boxer. Mm-hmm. I always bring it back to sports and fighting. But the first 3 to 4 rounds usually of his fights are very boring. Why? He's gathering data. He's watching what the opponent's doing.
Interesting.
He's studying him. He's like, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So often we just run to put on the Band-Aid. We just want to put the fire on. And by the way, this is 20th century. Just, you know, have that extra coffee. Keep going. You know, just push through. And no one lived that more than me and Maria. But it's short-term results. In the end, it's cancer, heart attack, stroke, whatever. The wheels come off the wagon at some point.
Yeah.
For most of us. So this is where you're gathering data. Mm-hmm. You know, so we talk about all the time, like the heightened awareness of the most successful people who are on these shows, the better together. But it's those moments of like, wait, I feel really good right now. Stop. Wait, what? I just had this moment now. I'm working on my second Christmas script.
Oh my gosh. I love
and
it.
I'm like, wow, I'm not really tired right now. Oh, stop. I'm like, interesting. Because that's feeding my soul. And that's the other thing. So Yogi Cameron, a friend of the show, will always say, he's like, you know, nutrition just doesn't come from food. It comes from sunlight. Okay, got it. It comes from air. We breathe, yeah. He's like, but also comes from people and activities, all these other things that actually nourish you. So that's why, if you've ever noticed, you do something you love, 10 hours go by, you haven't eaten, you haven't slept. That's why. Mm-hmm. Your soul, you're being nourished in other ways. So then even the bad stuff. I'm feeling bad right now. Why? What did I eat? Who was I with? Mm. What action did I just do? I was just having a conversation with Maria about, I think someone needed something set up. And midway through the conversation, I said, Maria, please, I don't want to talk about this. It was, you know,
killing you.
Some studio I had to build for somebody. I can't. And, I'm just at that place right now, but gathering data. You got to take the time to gather data, and I don't have to write it down, but if you need to write it down in your journal, you know. And listen, if you have kids that are going through this stuff, and you're the mom or the dad, then you do it for them. Oh, really? Why even pull it out of them? Write it down. Mm. But who does this? You know, and most of us don't, because we're just on to the next scam, which I get. Sometimes you just have to because you're trying to feed your family or stay alive. I understand that. But that's why it's so important, the long showers, the Saturdays and Sundays to go to the beach or just go out to the woods, just go take hike, and not as much for the exercise. You know, hike on a flat area. I don't like the heavy hikes. You know that, Kelsey. I'm like, I've worked hard enough all week. No, I'm out. But
walk to the coffee shop.
But
I'm
walk
good.
To the coffee shop, I love.
For real. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. And if you can, like, but even like if you, here's, unfortunately, LA's not been a very friendly place to walk anymore. But, you know, many of you are in neighborhoods around the country that are nice. And if they're not, then go to a nice place and walk. Mm-hmm. But this is when you start to realize. So, all right. I'm working with Dr. Laura.
Okay.
And she brought up, she's like, did you ever think about being a priest?
Hmm.
And I go, it's funny. Like from age like 7 to 12, I thought I had the calling to the priesthood. That's what they say in the Catholic Church. Like, you have to get the calling. And I thought I got it. So my poor parents freaked out. We have to bring you to the Monsignor. you can't get married. No, they were just petrified. Oh, I was God. Like, I don't know what's going on. And so then, like, you know, then Beelzebub came into my life at around 13. That's the devil.
Oh, I was like, huh?
And that was that.
I was like, is that a girl's
but no, but
name?
But it's so funny. I was like, I said, well, you know, I didn't want to say to Dr. Laura, I'm like, but teasing Regular Guy Friday bonus material, we will be going over episode 2 of God Save the Queens. We got a lot of notes on the pilot. There'll be some changes to episode 2. But that being said, I was going to tell Dr. Laura.
Oh, my God.
It's funny because I was just saying I want to become a priest and go town to town. Mm-hmm. With Kelsey, but not Kelsey, a character based on Kelsey and my friend Joe. And what we do is we help people with their problems. We solve crimes.
Yep.
But unfortunately, we're being chased and hunted at the same time, trying to find our freedom.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to say all that on the session because...
She would have loved it.
I don't know about that. No, she probably would have. She actually is really funny.
She is funny.
But I wanted to stay focused.
Good job.
I said, why would you ask me that? She said, you do energy work and you get really sick when you do energy work. She said, yeah, that's the shaman's way. I'm like, maybe my ascension is to finally go full Kwai Chang Kane from Kung Fu, become a priest.
I mean, when we had Allison Charles on, her story about kind of finding how she was meant to be a shaman was very interesting. I don't know. Did you listen to that episode?
I did not.
You should.
I will.
She had like an awakening. And it was like, anyways, you'll have to listen. But
I just, if you watch the old Kung Fu series, it's every time David Carradine says, I am a priest, he just says it in such a sweet and peaceful way. Now, today, of course, he was not Chinese. He was half Chinese, the character. He was not Chinese at all. We would, of course, rightfully have to cancel him the series. But be that as it may, there's still a lot of meaning from that old series. By the way, that's a series that needs to be brought back, and they've tried to, but they did it modern. And it's a very, very special series. And anyway, the reason I bring it up is because it ended up coming into the work I did with Dr. Laura.
So Kevin is a shaman now.
No, well, she said the angels are downloading me right now. This is what she said to me. She said, the angels are downloading me right now. And... she said, what's around your... This is where it kind of became like a mini exorcism. It wasn't an exorcism. I don't know what it would be called. So I don't know, you guys, what this kind of therapy is called. So I'm just trying to be real with everybody here. And she said, what do you visualize? I said, I feel like a black mist. She said, what's the shape of it? I said, you know, it's kind of oval and it's around my... It's on my chest. She said, it's not like she was... trying to get another description. I mean, no, really, that's what I see. And then she's like, all right, let's go to your third eye. Let's try to have it come out of your body where you can see it from your third eye. And then she said, what is this saying to you? This
mist.
This energy.
Mm.
And then I'm like, and I said, you know, it's telling me you need me.
Ooh. Wow.
And she's like, really? I go, yeah, yeah. And she said, what does it look like? And I was like, I can see the character it is. And I can, she said, what does it sound like? And I said, well, I said, I'm afraid to say. She said, why? I was like, because it's a character I saw in Kung Fu 40 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it just goes back to TV. But I wasn't lying. What, she's like, no, it's okay. No, it's okay. She said, this all makes sense. She goes, tell me more about this episode. I said, there was this dark force that came into the main character, Kwai Chang Kane, the priest. It came into his mind, and he literally had to fight himself.
Mm.
And it was this dark force that was in him, mystically. And the character had like a black robe and an amulet around its neck that I couldn't make out as I was talking to her. I said, it's not a pentagram, but it's some kind of big amulet. And I said, and under it, he's got a black beard or whatever, but he's talking in this ominous voice, and he's saying, you need me.
Mm.
Like, you know, I'm the reason, you know, you have everything. I'm the reason you're where you are. I'm the reason you're safe. And we kept going with it. And I'll read some of the stuff, guys, and I'll tell you, it's really embarrassing to read because I don't like anyone knowing this stuff about me. But part of what I hear is when you have that heaviness in your chest, is you're not speaking your truth. You're not being heard, and you're not getting out your truth. And it's not that I'm lying. It's just I'm usually not talking to anyone but Kelsey.
I'll listen. I want to hear it.
Well, backing up. What Dr. Lowe is saying, that this feeling on this chest, and if you're feeling it too, she's like, it's like stuck energy in me that I've been tolerating and walking around with. She's like, but it's almost like a crock pot that where we have to let the steam out gradually. Ooh. She also said, this is a little tip, you two guys. If you come into a situation, she said, where you're coming around dark forces, or you start to feel your energy being drained or something going wrong, she said, take your two hands and put it over your solar plexus, like to between your belly button and I think above the belly button. Because she was saying how, you know, it's she, almost like when you get an x-ray vest when you get go to the dentist. She's like, it's almost, but she's like, because your stomach, as Kelsey, as you know, so much emotion tied there. She's like, you can put your hands there to protect yourself. So it's kind of interesting.
What is that? I think your second chakra is your solar plexus?
I don't know. I'm a regular guy.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. I can only tell you, by the way, Pooja, please remind me in Act 3 how I can have everyone enjoy $150 of heaven on a daily basis.
Ooh.
For 150 mortal dollars, you too can have just a little slice of heaven. That's a tease.
Can I ask you a question really quickly you move on? Do you think heavy chest is the same as heavy head? I've been having the most psycho...
But Kels, you're ascending. You are ascending. Marie and I were talking about it yesterday. Yeah, you are.
Okay, now I'm listening.
You are.
Yeah, I know.
And this is painful. We're breaking out of the cocoons. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, if I don't know if this part resonates with you or anyone listening. I bet you some people listening. But this is what was downloaded from Dr. Laura. So from my my evil force that's in me, you know, I keep you here. I keep you safe. I keep you in line. I keep you from being evil.
Ooh.
I remind you how evil you are.
Ooh.
But my presence keeps you safe. By beating up on you, all the self-criticism, all the self-shame keeps me in line.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I do a lot of good is to compensate for the fact I'm evil.
Yeah.
And that's the story that I get from that force, rather than I'm good because I'm good. And you know, so I started saying to her, I said, okay, but she's like, are you ready to sever it? She's like, Archangel Michael is here with an axe to sever your tie to him and send him away and wish him well, love and light to him.
Love and light to him.
and she said, are you ready? And I said, well, I said, I've always thought I needed that to do good. Yes, I didn't know that. That makes sense. Subconsciously, probably, that makes sense. But I didn't know that consciously. But consciously, I thought I need him to be strong. And she said, strength comes from goodness, not from evil. And then she said, and this is why you kind of know like things are connected. She goes, why I think Miyagi was able to beat the Cobra Kai. I'm like, Dr. Laura, did you study up on me? But she said, no, this is being downloaded. But whatever, whoever, I think whatever universe is out there knows that's what I would understand.
I would only understand.
Again,
that's amazing.
I haven't seen it on Shark Tank, or I didn't see it on TV, or it didn't happen in wrestling, guys. I don't really understand what you're saying. So she was like, that's why. So I'm looking through my notes here. Yeah. She's like, so in other words, this entity's gaslighting you.
Yep. Mm.
You know?
Mm.
Unless I'm under the pressure of shame, I won't fight for good.
Ooh.
My story is I'm not naturally good. Yeah. It's all I have to be good to overcompensate. Yeah. Now it's all coming up during ascension.
Wow.
And she was like, shame is the most horrible motivation there is. And now during the ascension, now it's time to release it. And she said, you know, Matt, she said, you have served me in so many ways. I strove for good to be better than evil. Now I know I am the light, as we all are. I don't need shame to feed the light because it's making me sick. Mm. So, anyway.
Damn.
So, yeah, that
makes
was.
Makes sense, though. So did you guys cut that shit?
Yeah, she's like, it's an old contract, and we did. Now, you know, I think that's, it's not that easy said and done, but I felt a lot better after we did and we're going to meet again in another week or so. And then when we learned about, you know, okay, this was the best way to fight bullies is through that his strength, and that was also not true. Mm. Good is strength. You can be good and strong without the shame. So, anyway, like that was, I think that's kind of what is going on with a lot of people too in different ways. And I know with Violetta, mm-hmm. that is something that is getting to her. And I don't know, Kelsey, if you can relate to any of that.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think all of us probably have. You know, Sade Simone told us it was our inner critic, and he told us to name it and that whole thing. And I didn't necessarily name mine, but I know I have a constant voice that's telling me
you're not enough.
Yeah, constantly.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know for me, my whole life, like my stuff's always manifested in my stomach.
I'm feeling it in my stomach
se.
Right now as you're saying it.
Oh God, yeah. And the last,
see, it's hard to breathe.
Yeah, the last couple of weeks, my stomach has not been great, and I've been like almost freaking out about it because I'm like, I did all this work.
Yeah, you know, there's more of that shame.
But it's the shame, and then it's like once I focus on that, then it just gets worse. Anyway, so yes, I massively connect with everything you're saying, and I think a lot of people do, and I think our heel squad is very enlightened aware people, and I'm sure that they're feeling a lot of this too.
Well, so we'll keep on it. I'm going to do some... I forget, she has a therapist that she wants me to work with. I forget what she called her.
It wasn't somatic, was
there's
it?
There's one somatic, but then there's another one doing another kind of therapy that that will invoke probably more, I think it's plant-based or something. It's in my notes. But anyway, I kind of feel like I'm going to be taking a lot of stuff and throwing up more.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's so funny, though, because when you were saying that, I hold everything in. So I'm the opposite, and I
no,
wonder...
No, but I always did too, Kelsey. Mm. But I'm... Because it's the ascension symptoms of, like, it's just coming out of me.
Yeah. I wonder how I get there.
Well, it is. That's why the football's not in your stomach anymore.
Well, it's kind of sitting there right now.
No, I haven't... I mean, I haven't noticed it.
Yeah, it's been not great the last couple of weeks.
Not great. Yeah, but... Okay, but again, gather data. Why, Kelsey?
Yeah.
I already have some answers, which I don't want to say on air.
You can say it.
No, okay. I'm not going to say it. I don't want to get anyone in get you in any trouble with people, but there's reasons why, Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
No, and the thing, Kels, with you is because you, here's your greatest gift is also sometimes your weakness. We've talked about this, the fact that you're light mm-hmm. and just happy. And I said, I want to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So just like, I'm just, oh, whatever. I just want to be happy. And that's great.
But
sometimes we've got to pump the brakes and go, and look back, if we look back at the last 2 weeks, who are we talking to?
Mm-hmm.
What went down?
Mm-hmm.
If we really gather the data, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And then we go, okay, B. These are a couple things we're going to change up for the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
But I think for you, it's like, you just come in tired. Mm-hmm. I give you an energy massage. Mm-hmm. You just, okay, screw it. Back in the game. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're like, you're doing your, I'll just have another cup of coffee and keep going.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know how to stop, though. That's the thing. Like, I don't...
Kelsey, no, here's the thing. We see the stomach coming back.
Yeah.
So it's you have the time.
Mm.
It's like, I'm going to go on that walk or stay in that shower, but I'm going to gather the data.
Yeah.
So you have the time to gather the data.
Yeah.
I'll do it with you. We have to look over. What went on? I know a couple things went on that are totally in line with you ascending... And those forces saying, stay on the bar stool with us.
Definitely.
Inside of you and outside of you.
Yeah.
And there's where we're, you know, we're not ascending. So then the body's going, oh, yeah, Kelsey, F you. Because you will ascend. And if you're not, then guess what? I'm going to give you all the signs you need.
Yeah.
So you start ascending.
Right.
So I'm going to give you a headache. I'm going to make you nauseous. I'm going to, my stomach's terrible too, but I've been noticing it's going down a little bit since I started kind of being more aware of things.
Yeah. It is the data.
We got to gather data. Yeah. And I already can tell some of the stuff, Kelsey, that's going on, which we will process.
You will
but I think,
me.
But that's, well, I think the birthday weekend is going to be big for you.
Yeah, I do too.
Because I think.
When it was funny, I'm already running into like a few complications with it in the sense of I have this friend who got us the JoJo tickets. Great friend. I love her. But she was like,
looked at Pooch in the booth. Nothing. When I just hear you and your quote friends.
Friends. Go ahead. No. She's actually good. She's a good one.
All right. So what's the conflict?
It's not even a conflict. It was just like, she was like, are we doing something for like your weekend after? And I had to be like, actually, I will be going to San Diego by myself and no one will be speaking to me.
So what I want you to work on, Kels.
And maybe want to throw up and die.
Yeah, but that's it. That's a problem.
I know.
That, you know, this is an actual nice friend.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
This is a nice friend who wants to do something nice for you. And you can't even tell a nice friend who wants good things for you that you just want the 2 days to be yourself, let alone the vampire friends.
I know.
So we got to work on that. But it's okay, Kels. Mm-hmm. Don't get, like, I see you writing all like 10. Okay, I know. But at 27 to be going through this, do you know where you'll be? In your 30s? Forget it. So now you got to say, why? Why is that?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe it's some more subconscious therapy, mm-hmm. which is like the somatic therapies. Those other, like what Dr. Laura is doing me, like I always say, sometimes you got to open the hood. I think always you have to open the hood, to be honest. I think half of therapy is consciously knowing, okay, I was picked on as a kid, or my parents, I had no parents, or I was abandoned. Okay, great. Right. I think you're halfway there. But then I think the other half is the subconscious treatments and to kind of nip these behaviors mm-hmm. and reactions and responses. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think I really want you to think about that.
Yeah. Oh, I know it's a huge problem for me.
Okay, yeah, but that's fine. Kels. No.
It's not a bad thing.
It's not. And it's like, I say to Marie all the time, like, I know, I the reason I expect better of you, because I know,
mm-hmm.
you know, well, Monday we talk about, on Ask the Manager, we'll be talking about doubt.
Yeah.
And those of us, you can be right, you can be wrong, but I'm never in doubt. And I have no doubt that you're meant to ascend. You're meant mm-hmm. to. And so, no, you can handle this.
Yeah.
And if you have to handle it, not now, but in time, fine. Mm-hmm. But if we can start attacking it now, we will.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take another break. And then we'll go over. Yeah, I think we'll talk about my $150 of. Of happiness that we can deliver everyone. And and of course, RGF bonus content,
what?
Episode 2 of God Save the Queens. We have the full episode to share with you, which I know is very exciting to many of our fans.
Everyone's massively. Been looking forward to it the entire whole week.
Yeah, a lot of people have told me they're really bummed that I'm not going to be in it.
I haven't heard that, actually.
Booja!
So we have some updates on that.
Mm.
When I ran it by, when the pilot went out, you know how the suits get, Kelsey.
Yes.
So everyone had a lot to say.
Wow, and, I can't wait to hear about it.
I can only fight so many battles. So we will talk about your role in God Save the Queens, as well as episode 2, when we come back.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
And we're back. Kelsey, I know you're dying to know what $150 you can spend to have
just a daily piece
of heaven.
So I'm spending $150 daily?
Once.
Oh.
Thank you for clarification.
Thank you. Because I was like, that's a little steep, Kev.
I said, you've already, see, again, Kelsey, you have a lot going on. So we know retention, because you have so much going on, not your strong suit. Pooja is very good at retaining info.
She is.
So Pooja was busy today. I said, Pooja, come into my office. And I had her sit down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sit. Okay, let's just get you all coordinated. Go, how do you feel, Pooja? How did you feel, Pooja, when you sat down?
Like I was in heaven.
Exactly.
Oh, wait, I know the answer. I know what it is.
What is it?
It's your recliner.
Yeah.
Listen, I found this recliner on Amazon, you guys. $150. Knowing Queenie was going to have a conniption, a potential conniption if she saw it, but it's like for $150, come on.
Yeah.
How do you lose?
Yeah.
It's, you know what? It's either vinyl or leather. So it's easy to clean. Comes in many colors. I don't have the name of it.
Kevin
but you can
has
find
a
it.
Chic red color.
Yes.
Yeah.
It pops.
Yeah, it does.
But I will tell you, for me, I like working with a laptop in one of those chairs, putting my feet up, and I'm just saying, and it doesn't take up a lot of room. It looks very nice. It's almost universal in terms of style.
Yeah.
It doesn't have that like recliner, big marshmallowy kind of clunky look. That doesn't really look great.
Yeah, not that energy.
So I'm just going to throw that out there.
It's really great.
Treat yourself, people.
And so, Kev, mm-hmm. now they're going to want to know a little more. You got it off Amazon.
Oh, yeah. I went to Amazon. See if I can find it here.
It's really cozy.
It's really comfy.
Very comfortable.
Put a little blankie on me.
Yeah.
And I'm good to go.
150 buckaroonies.
Yeah. I just think the recliner just gets a bad rap.
See, I don't know why. I haven't heard that.
Because every people want their houses decorated and, you know, to look amazing. But there are a lot of recliners today that look as if they're easy chairs or expensive chairs, and then you hit a button and boom, you're reclining.
I have a bougie recliner. Same. Yeah, Pooja and I were talking about how we each have one in our place, and it's
Wait, you do?
Over.
Well, I do not. I have one in my house in New Jersey.
Oh, Jersey.
Mm-hmm. And we all fight over who gets to
see
it whenever.
I know.
Oh, I didn't know you were a recliner family.
Well, we're not. We have one, and we all fight over.
Just makes you a recliner family.
We have one too.
But if that's what makes you a recliner family, then we are.
I even tried at one point to get the double recliner. I don't want that.
What's a double recliner?
It's like seats two people.
Oh, wow.
It's very nice.
Wow. Yeah, that's one in my apartment that's my baby. I love her.
Yeah,
I didn't know you had
so
a recliner.
Cozy.
Yep, sitting it every night. Shout out Sharon Levin at Extra. Gave me it.
Thank you,
Sharon.
Thank you, Sharon Levin at Extra.
Yeah.
All right, Pooj. I think it's time to go.
All right.
Wait, you're looking. Are you still looking?
Let's see.
Because everyone's going to be like, WTF.
Well, we can bring in some Ava Max
some
to
Ava
say
Max.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
While we're looking.
You know what I like about this recliner, Kev? The $150 one? It's like slim. I know you just said that,
yes.
But like, it really is.
Doesn't take up a lot of space.
No, it's very compact.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
why
it is.
I like it. And all the colors.
Do they have a pink one?
You guys, I don't think they have a pink one. I think black, gray, tan.
Red.
The red. Fire truck red is just, I love it.
It's it.
Right?
Yeah.
It's it.
You guys, have a great rest of your weekend. Well, the start of your weekend, I should say.
Whoopee.
Most of you are listening to this on your Friday morning. And, I don't know, try to remember why we're here, people. or why we think we're here. Help people, learn from our mistakes, have a few laughs along the way. And I'm really not able to find this, Kelsey. I'm so... Oh. H-O-M-A-L-L recliner chair. How about that, Dr. Phil?
Thank
Cash me
you.
Outside.
Cash me outside.
Well, Kelsey.
Well, Kevo.
What do we say?
Well, my line is laughs.
Okay, I was kind of looking forward to our signature outro from Kelsey before we go into bonus content.
My line, you got to start it, then I will come in with my line.
What do I say?
Well, we learn.
I did already, honey. You were working.
Oh, you want Bye Betches?
Yeah. Isn't that the signature Kelsey
Sorry,
outro?
I was writing down the recliner.
Oh, my God.
I was writing down the recliner.
It's okay. It's fine.
Oh, what are we going to do with me? I don't know.
And by the way, listen, people, make sure everyone wishes Kelsey a happy birthday, too.
Yeah. You guys do not have to do that.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they
do. And Tara, who... Tara from the Hail Squad, who is March 1st, and then Katie from the Hail Squad, who's also March 2nd.
Happy birthday, all.
Yeah, right? All right, you guys, into bonus content. Bye, Betches.
Oh, well, listen. You know, it's funny. Yes, here we go.
Oh, my God.
The recliners come in blue, beige, black, red. Lots of different options, people.
Cool.
Okay, you guys, couple of updates about last week's episode of God Save the Queen's pilot episode. As you remember, we, what was the premise, Pooja, last week?
Last week was...
You won't remember.
Yeah, last week was the leech farm.
The leech farm, yes, thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
Julia Smiley.
Yeah, something Smiley.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Julia.
Julia Smiley. And Daria came in and played me. That was
last
week.
Okay, so listen. Couple of notes, production notes. I left out about the ending.
Uh-oh.
When Pooja was supposed to meet Daria.
With Daria, right.
Daria was going to sell me out, apologize up and down to the woke community, sell me out in the process.
Right.
Here's what I left out. I just was too overwhelmed. Pooja shows up dressed and made up to the nines. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Rainbow tank top. Okay? Like looking her best. Like literally like the Ariana Grande version of Pooja.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay.
And she's waiting. She's waiting. Waiting on Daria. Plays the role of Kelsey. The character of Kelsey. Waiting, waiting, waiting. Finally, she gets frustrated. And the coffee barista comes over. Having been instructed by Kelsey, played by Daria, to hand her a note. Now, we've already cut to Daria jumping... Excuse me, Kelsey, played by Daria, jumping in the van with Joe and I
right.
to escape.
Right.
And there's a note to Pooja. Let's see.
I think I know where this is going.
You do?
The only thing I'm sorry about, this is from Daria. She opens, Daria who plays Kelsey.
Right.
Pooja opens the note. The only thing I'm sorry about is not meeting. Catch me if you can. And there's a heart and a rainbow. Pooja is mad. But she blushes too.
Oh,
yeah.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh.
So there's a little cat and
romance.
Mouse.
Wow.
Tension going on between Pooja and Kelsey, who's played by Daria. So that's how we end that episode.
Wow.
So now we know that is gonna factor in.
Wow.
So now she's heartbroken. I'm heartbroken.
Heartbroken.
And I'm angry.
Angry.
Damn.
Wow. A girl with a vengeance.
But also, but also catch me if you can with the little winky. She's
ooh,
a little bit of the,
a little spicy there.
Little tease.
There's like a little bit.
There's a tease. So
a
yeah, you're like, okay, B. Okay, I see you.
Wow.
I see you.
I see you, B.
So a lot going, very complex, you guys, with
damn.
God Save the Queens. It's not black and white.
And now we're confused. Is Daria on your side?
We don't,
is she on mine? We don't know.
We don't know.
It's not black and white. It's Rambo.
No. Ah, nice.
I don't want to give away much. But, yeah. I could tell you whose side she's on, but I don't want to give away too
much.
Yeah, yeah. Now, listen to me. Here's some of the notes we got from the suits. They loved the pilot episodes. Totally bought into the Leech Farm. They know the Leech Farm community is huge.
Right.
And we're just going to be all set for ratings on with the pilot episode because all the Leech Farmers are going to tune in no matter what.
Of course.
Right.
Okay. They also know the wrestling fans are all going to tune in for Daria.
Right.
So the one thing that didn't test well was the name Kelsey. They want to call her Daria.
Oh, my God. Well,
but
I'll be packing up my bags
but
now.
No. Now, here's the compromise. I said, can we say based on the in the credits, based on the character of Kelsey Meyer? And they said no. But no. But if that's something that could get out press-wise later... Like, yeah, we like that. We like the mystery and the real get to know the real life Daria. Like, maybe like a few years down the road, there'll be a spread on Extra because, you know, everyone's watching Extra. So we'll have like some kind of piece on Kelsey who inspired the character of Daria. Okay, right. Now, are we ready for episode 2?
So ready.
Okay, great. So here's the thing.
Okay, carry on.
Okay, you're going to love this episode.
Wow, I really can't wait. Okay.
So. As you know, my character, Joe, and Daria, now, we're traveling to our next location. We are being hunted by Pooja. I was canceled.
Right.
But I was able to ghost off social media and everything. And Pooja, you know, has this feeling that I'm going to be able to get back and come back and she wants to deliver the nail in the coffin. So that's why she's chasing us.
Right.
Okay. So fortunately, Joe and I have another friend from the Gulf War named Smitty.
From the Gulf War?
Yes, because we fought in the Gulf War.
Oh,
Smitty.
Yep, and Smitty has a country bar.
Oh.
Okay. He also has a daughter, Ashley, who now has changed her name to Dove. And you know why?
Why?
She joined a woke motorcycle gang.
Oh, cool. Does she have a leather jacket that says Dove on the back?
Yes.
Cool.
Wow.
And he's like, I'm losing my daughter.
Oh, no.
But he says, listen, everything we went through, I know you guys are laying low. You're safe here with Smitty.
Wow.
And at the country bar. As long as you guys are here, you're safe. So that was good.
That is good.
But he's like, but I got a problem.
Dove.
Ashley. Yeah. Dove. I'm losing her. She's going to join this gang.
And rat you hoes out.
And they're doing all bad things.
Oh.
They're breaking laws.
Oh.
Yeah, wow. They're wrecking things. They're vandalizing. They're into total anarchy.
Wow.
So, Daria says, boss, why don't I join the gang to infiltrate? So, Daria joins the woke motorcycle gang led by Serenity. Now, Serenity, really pretty lead character. She leads the gang. And then... her heavy, like her big strong arm, is a lady by the name of Peggy Lee Heather.
Okay.
So shout out to Steve the Steamer. He'll know who this is. If you bring up Peggy Lee Heather, if you could bring it up, she's a professional wrestler from back in the 80s.
Wow.
And she's kind of the, like, Serenity's Joe Gear.
Got it.
She's Serenity's strong arm.
Got it.
Okay.
Really love the name Serenity.
So... Daria's in with them, fits like a glove, gets to know Dove, and their first mission is they're going to go and they're going to blow up the non-woke country bar. And Dove is going to be the one to, because she has the keys to the place, it's a dead place, she's going to be the one to go and do it all, which, of course, she'll be in prison for life.
Wow.
So...
you know what this is sounding a little bit like to me?
What?
Righteous Gemstones and When the Sun Goes Against His Dad.
Well, that's a story as old as time. This Peggy Lee Heather. Look
at
her. Wow,
look at her. I love her, yeah.
She's a bad bee.
She's a bad bee.
She is.
Highly recommend Googling her, you guys.
So.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Daria lets us know what's up. So we go. Our trio now infiltrates the motorcycle gang.
Wow.
Before they're able to go and blow up the country bar. And Serenity says, well, how about this? Your champion against ours. Peggy Lee Heather against Joe.
Oh.
And Joe's like, I will not fight a woman. But guess what Peggy Lee does?
What?
She hits him in the face and knocks him out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Because she's a bad bee.
Oh, my God.
Now, Joe shakes it off, gets up, and he's like, I'm still not going to fight. And then Daria says, you don't have to. I will. Daria takes on Peggy Lee Heather.
Daria steps out of her own.
Yes.
Right.
And says, I'm with them.
Wow.
How could you?
Does everyone freak out?
I knew it. Mm. All that. But Serenity has a code. This is what we agreed upon. If that's your champion, you go against our champion.
Wow.
Daria fights Peggy Lee Heather. Wow. Daria, based on the character of Kelsey. Because we know Kelsey is a former gymnast.
Right.
One of the strongest people I know personally. Females I know personally. Mm-hmm. But
we're not allowed to say that anymore.
No, but I'm just letting the audience know.
Oh, okay. Right.
So Daria fights Peggy Lee. They have an unbelievable brawl. And Daria wins.
Wow.
Wow.
We take Dove. The bar is saved. And as just to remind you, if you were listening last week, every episode, there's one renovation. We renovate.
You build a studio.
And we build a podcast network.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
We go back and we renovate the country bar. Now, we're celebrating. Dove, back to Ashley, seems happy that she gets rescued, but she gets a text from Serenity with a sad face.
Oh.
Like an emoji or like a...
An emoji.
Okay.
And she's having some second thoughts.
Uh-oh.
Now, here's the twist, people. Guess what happens during the renovation?
I want to guess.
What Joe finds.
Oh. Well, I was going to guess that you're going to build the motorcycle team a podcast network, but
mm-mm.
What does Joe find?
No, that's just too easy. Joe finds a hidden rebel flag.
What is that?
The rebel flag? That's the southern flag of like during the time of the American Civil War.
Got it.
Often equated with racism.
Not great things.
And Joe senses something's wrong. And so we confront Smitty. And that's when we find out he's a white supremacist.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That took a turn.
Yeah, it really did.
And he tries to get us to join him.
Oh.
And, of course, we refuse.
Wow.
Okay. Now, we're surrounded by all the white supremacists in the bar. The three of us.
Jesus.
And we're like, what have we done? Mm-hmm. First of all, we can't fight them all. So we leave. And we've just built this brand new, we renovated this brand new country bar that the whole community loves.
Damn.
Literally like four towns over. The county. This is the rockin' place.
Four white supremacists.
We literally built a monument. Yes.
Damn.
Like, what have we done? Now, guess what? Since we turned on Smitty, you know what he does?
Hmm.
Drops a dime to Pooja.
Ooh.
Gets word out. Where we are.
Wow.
So now Pooja is back on the hunt.
And she's stoked because Daria, she knows Daria is with you guys.
Yeah, well, Daria finds out because she gets the flirt text, I'm coming for you. And then that's when,
that's really flirty and right, not creepy.
I'm coming for you.
With like one winky, of those like winky tongue yes. emoji.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Winky tongue. Exactly. Yes. Winky tongue.
Yes.
Write that down. Winky,
winky tongue emoji.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So guess what we have to do?
What?
There's only one place to go. We have to go to the Woke Gang headquarters. They're the only ones who can help us.
Oh, God.
They don't trust us. We apologize up and down. Peggy Lee refuses. Peggy Lee Heather refuses to trust us. But you know what Serenity says?
What?
Maybe if we're going to make things woke, we may learn to trust and work together.
Wow, Serenity.
And it's not like we have a choice. We have to trust them.
It's really beautiful.
Because this country bar now is like taking over the county.
Wow.
So we all go back to confront Smitty and his crew and to get Dove back, Ashley, Doug. Now, there's a brawl.
Again?
Yes. Between the Woke Motorcycle Gang,
okay,
along with us,
right,
against all the white supremacists in the bar.
Wow.
Now, interesting moment. One of the white supremacists is about to put a pipe over Joe's head. But guess who saves him?
Serenity?
Peggy Lee Heather.
Oh, oh, whoa. I didn't see that one coming.
And guess what happens later?
They fall in love?
No. Peggy Lee Heather's about to get killed, and then Joe saves her.
Wow.
And they just they give each other the look. Respect.
Respect. So no love, just
right?
Respect.
Now.
Okay.
Maybe both.
We win.
Yeah, maybe.
We win. We put them all down. And you know what Smitty says? Like, he's got, like, the bloody lip.
What does he say?
And he's like, it don't matter. We got the biggest country bar in the county. He's like, and we're about to open for business. So open them doors. They open the doors, expecting the long line that they've always had since we renovated. Guess
no
what?
No line.
No line. And he runs out. Where is everyone? And all of these motorcycles now light up. Woke bikers everywhere. What Smitty didn't know was that while he was having fun at his country bar, we built a little thing called a Woke Biker Podcast Network. And we put the word out about his little white supremacist bar. Now Smitty's ruined. Pooja appears with a new flashy outfit.
Love that.
With her notebook, ready for the scoop. But guess what?
You guys are gone.
Serenity, Peggy, and Dove drive me, Daria, and Joe on the back of their bikes out of there while the Woke Gang distracts Pooja, showing her woke TikTok videos. Now,
oh my God.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Pooja's version of the story that she puts out there is that Smitty and I were buddies and that I renovated his white supremacist bar only to have a woke biker gang thwart us. So she continues to put the nails in my coffin.
Damn, Pooch.
Now,
I know I'm doing a good job.
Serenity is back with Dove. They're going to get married.
Oh, they were together.
And,
I didn't realize that.
Yes, okay. And Serenity now has a new respect for the older Jen.
Oh,
and even asks if we would like to join the gang. You know, we really can use someone like you.
Wow.
But of course, you know, and this is where you bring in the end music.
You can't
Pooch.
Stay, yeah.
Yeah. This is where it's sad. God, we could use.
We could really use someone
yeah,
like you.
On our side.
Yeah.
But no, I'm afraid, unfortunately, we have to keep going.
You sure you can't stay?
No. Okay. I'm afraid I have to go.
Are you sure?
No. Yes, I'm sure.
Okay.
And then Kelsey.
Will you at least co-host with us once
Peggy
in a while?
Peggy Lee and Joe do the fist bump.
Yeah, of course.
Friends.
Yeah.
For life.
Yeah.
Now. And then I'm alone as always.
Okay.
You know.
So sorry about that.
And then off we go. And that is episode 2.
Wow.
Where we take on the woke biker gang and
on to the next.
It goes the way it goes.
And on to the next.
Wow.
I'm exhausted from that.
That was a lot.
That was a lot.
That was a lot to take in.
Did you feel that adventure though?
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
It was a whole roller coaster of emotions.
You guys didn't see
it really
that.
Really was.
Coming, did you?
I did not see Serenity and Dove getting together.
I didn't see the heel turn on Smitty.
Yeah.
No, I didn't think he was going to be a white supremacist.
He was a white supremacist.
Yeah, that escalated pretty quickly.
Yeah.
That was a turn.
Yeah.
I really liked Joe and Peggy Lee, buddy
their
buddy
friendship.
Yeah, that was nice.
I want them to fall in love. I see it happening.
I think the Joe character, he'll get like maybe one love interest, one episode in the 6-season arc, because he's just focused on
keeping
protecting his
brother
his guy.
Safe. Yeah,
that's his mission. That's his mission.
Wow,
I guess that's true.
And I, of course, will remain alone.
And I will remain not in it.
Well, here's the thing. So, Pooch, when Kelsey's at the bar watching this with her friends, like, I feel like this is still exciting.
You know what you can say, Kels?
What?
You can be like, that was based on me. And even though there's no proof and no evidence, they will believe you.
Right.
Because I don't know if they will, you guys.
Because they're amazing.
Yeah. And you know what?
And they'll know.
Right. And you know what's going to be great? They're going to be even more, because they're going to see how successful you are. They could be more motivated to ask you to buy them more drinks.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to be so excited.
Perfect. I love those for me.
You know, here's the thing. You got to just keep, when you start feeling like you're left out, go back to the original thing where you were afraid of being canceled, and now you don't have to be afraid of that
right.
anymore.
This is all for you.
Yes.
This is all for you.
This is all my best interest.
Yes.
That's so nice.
You know, there's no worries.
Right.
You know?
You sit on your $150 recliner. And you watch this on whatever streaming portal it ends up on.
Okay. Yeah. And from wherever.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for talking me off the edge, you guys.
Again, this is for you.
Yes.
This was for your benefit because we don't want you getting canceled.
Yeah. See, we're thinking of you.
We're thinking of you.
So
I'm really excited for the Pooja character.
Yeah.
I think I could do a lot with that.
Can't wait to see the outfits.
Yeah. Oh, the outfits are going to be amazing.
Do you have any ideas for what I'm going to wear?
Besides the Rambo tank.
Right.
And I think you're...
That was the first one because she's trying to, like, right, you know, get common ground with Daria. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Be like...
I think the Scoop hat should be, like, Scoop should be bedazzled.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm, yeah.
Right?
Love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it will match her hoops with her low ponytail.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Maybe some denim cutoffs.
We really...
I can wear those board shorts. You know, Kels? How they wear, like, the shorts to the knees?
Yeah, yeah.
That are, like... denim
for sure.
I think that I have to wear it. Can be checkered on some days,
some Yeezys,
and with some would my
that's
character
pretty well.
Would my character wear Yeezys? I don't know.
I think so because she's trying to be trendy.
Oh my god, yeah. No, because she here's the thing about the character, not the real Pooja, but the character Pooja, she comes from so much
money.
That's why she doesn't know what's really going on in the world.
You're right.
Brain isn't fully formed, so she's the perfect person to go and cancel everybody.
Right. You're right.
Perfect.
The Yeezys are actually perfect.
I'm thinking the BMW, you know?
Yes.
Mm. She's got, like, not the high-end Beamer, but, like, the mid-level.
Right.
Right? The smaller one.
Right.
Yeah.
I was thinking Audi. I don't know why.
Yeah, Audi. Oh. Audi's fine. Yeah, one of those German cars.
Yeah. I like both of those options.
We need, when Daria does come out, we have to do the photo shoot. And Kelsey, you could take the picture. And by the way, Pooja, can I ask you something?
Photographer. Yes.
Pooja, could we give her photo credit or no?
Yeah, she can get some photo credit.
That's
so sweet. You guys.
We can tag her.
I think I'm gonna
we'll tag her on like the second or third slide.
I think I'm gonna be sick that day, so Winnie will take pictures for you.
No, Kels.
No, we really are gonna.
To
we
shine.
Have to do the product. We need the production still.
You do.
And we're gonna totally do the production still. And Kels, no, you will take the picture, and we will say in the not in the actual post, right? Because I know how the millennials work, but in the stories. We'll say in the stories based on the character of Kelsey. Because, we don't want on the post because
we don't want to clutter the feed.
Clutter the feed for the important stuff.
Of course.
That stuff we bury in the stories.
Of course.
Right. You know what, Kelsey? You can come to set and you can be there.
And no one gets selfies.
Right. And you can get selfies. You can get the BTS content.
Okay. Yeah, maybe pick you guys up coffee social. Along the way.
No. There'll be a 10-minute window.
Oh, cool.
When people,
okay. Yeah. So you have an important part. Do not forget that.
Listen.
Oh. Maybe I'll help you guys with your lines.
I think people don't want to hear much more about Kelsey other than the character is going to be brilliant. Now, what's more important is please send us your ideas, for fan fiction. We need writers on staff. We're staffing up for God Save the Queens.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have all the scripts in yet for season one. Mm. We have an overall character arc for the 6 seasons. But as far as individual episodes go, we're all ears. So feel free to send us your stuff. And that wraps Regular Guy Friday.
That wraps it.
Bonus content. Oh, what are we going on Pooja Pooja?
It switched to a different song.
Oh.
But we'll go back to our normal song.
No, I think it's hard to go out on that.
Yeah, it is.
We want to do Kings and Queens.
Do you want to know my new favorite song that I Googled for Patreon? You guys are going to hear this
tomorrow.
I bet
it's not good.
Okay. Actually.
No, bring in the AC/DC ball song. I want to hear that.
It's really good.
Yes,
it's Celine Dion's.
Have been fine,
it's Celine Dion's
like,
Boundaries.
Oh, well, you guys aren't you doing an episode on that?
Yeah, that's why we played Celine Dion Boundaries.
I like that song.
Well, let's tease the clown. No, I want to play.
It was beautiful.
Here we go. This is the best way to start the weekend, people.
There you go.
Right? The song that Maria said, do not play, ever, and do not play it to the girls. Got it, Chief.
Got it. Got it, Captain.
You know what I'm thinking? Pooj, why don't we have this play during the fight montage when we join the woke gang and we beat up the bikers?
I love that.
We beat up the country boys at the bar.
Oh, perfect.
Right?
Perfect.
Yeah, that's really good.
All right, people. You guys, don't be afraid to throw the biggest balls of them all.
That's right.
I went to Kelsey... birthday ball is not going to happen.
Why not?
Because you're going away.
Well, we can do it during the week on my actual birthday.
What day's the birthday?
Wednesday.
Yeah, we could do something really stupid on Wednesday.
Yeah, let's do it.
I have to think of like...
Yeah,
no, because I think Queenie is... We had a loser leaves town match, me and Queenie. Mm-hmm. And so Queenie lost, so she leaves on Wednesday. She leaves town on Wednesday, so... Yeah, Wednesday night we could do something. All right, you guys, everyone, let's everyone have a great, great weekend, and may your ascensions all come true, I guess, Kelsey.
Yeah.
I don't know how we sign off bonus content, but.
I don't know. Oh, wait, no, Pooj, what do you say?
We out.